yourself
then. Can't, Mick.
Tommy, both of you were saying yesterday that the club just needs to get back to doing all the little things and working hard and all that. But what sort of little thing, what sort of things can you start doing?
Yeah, we've been saying that for a while now and it hasn't really changed. It's just being accountable to each other, keeping each other on the toes, making sure we don't cut any corners and do that extra mile, whether it's making sure you do that extra little bit of stretching or that, you know, another minute in the ice bars. There's just lots of little things around clubs and they all add up if you don't do them.
So it's not, is it about, you know, have guys been cutting corners or it's just slowly falling away?
I'd say as a group we've let our standards slip a little bit. It doesn't need to be a lot for you to get bitten these days. So that's translated into a game where you give a handball and you don't block like you should, or you go for the mark instead of protecting someone that's coming back to take the mark.
Is it fair to say that you've become a little bit complacent?
We've probably felt like the improvement that we've had in the last 18 months is just going to continue, whereas we need to keep working as hard as what we were at 18 months, and that hasn't happened. So the rest of the competition is catching up, and our improvement hasn't been there.
What sort of things do you need to do to keep your standards, I guess, elite?
Yeah, it's probably getting back to the things we've prided ourselves on in the last two seasons, whether it's blocking for a teammate, being really selfless, the first give off the field. It's just keeping each other accountable, like I talked about. Grab someone when you're in the gym or in the ice bars or stretching, so making sure that everyone's doing it to the highest possible standard.
Any idea why that has changed, Tommy, on the field, that sort of stuff?
Yeah, it's probably like we talk about, a little bit of complacency in where we got to, and we just got to remember that finishing fourth or making the eight or whatever, that's not success. The only success in the AFL is winning a flag, and we probably went away from that a little bit.
You feel like you're as fit as you were, because we're used to seeing you overrun teams, and now it seems to be happening the other way around?
Yeah, fitness isn't an issue. It's just executing our game plan. If you don't win the ball, it's hard to let your fitness do the talking. We haven't been getting in and under, and on the weekend it was just a team that was more hungry and wanted it more.
Tommy, how important to get Al Pate back there with you this week after missing last week?
It'd be great to have Pate back. He's a bloke that just really drives the group and is really vocal and a great leader on the field. And we always know what we're going to get from Pate. He's able to shut down great tall forwards, but he also brings that leadership, which is really important.
Talking about the in and unders then, is it a good chance that you'll have Ollie back to provide a bit more midfield grunt?
Yeah, hopefully Ollie will be back. He's training no worries and he's actually looking pretty mean out there, so it'd be great to have him back in and under, yeah.
Are there other guys in the Sandford pressing for selection? I mean, you talked about little things that you need to improve, but is it a personnel issue as well? Are there guys pushing for selection?
We don't feel like it's a personnel issue because we've had a very, very similar lineup in previous years and we've been able to get the job done. But in saying that, we have got some pressure coming from below and we haven't just played the same 22 blokes each week. There's been fellas playing good footy in the SANFL and they had a great win over Adelaide on the weekend. Blokes like Maury, Sam Gray, Aaron Young, they're all getting in and under and doing well.
Seems like things have sort of come to a head a bit this week. It is still pretty early on in the week, but is there any indication about guys' mindsets, you know, that they are sort of being more accountable to themselves?
Yeah, it's pretty early in the week and it's pretty early in the season, but we're sick of it, we're fed up, and there's no one to blame but ourselves. So we're going to be all over each other. It started from the post-game meeting. We're making sure that nothing gets swept under the rug, that everything is 100% out of the open and done properly, 110% probably.
So how do you treat the cane corns scenario this week? Is there a danger that you can overplay that, or how do you find the right balance to...
I don't think there's any danger that you can overplay a milestone for a bloke that's given so much to the club. I think, if anything, it's going to provide us with a reason to be up and about. If you can't get motivated to play for one of the greats of your club, then when are you ever going to get up?
Has there been any sort of punishment to the playing group from Ken, like sort of Crows jumping off the jetty or something?
Yeah, there's been none of that. It's basically just... Internally, we're just going to keep each other honest and make sure that what we have been doing gets better or doesn't happen again, whatever that is.
Is it going to be a tougher week on the track? Are you going to sort of be pretty hard at each other?
Yeah, we'll be tougher on each other. We feel like that's an area we've dropped away. The training will be the same, but the standard won't be. The standard will be lifted.
Thanks, Tommy.
the voice should be lifted. I think blokes keeping each other honest should be lifted.
Can you pinpoint a time when this started, you reckon, Tom? So when you were top of the ladder midway through last year, it seemed like while you got to the finals and nearly made the big dance, you're just on the slide in terms of your win-loss ratio?
Looking back, it's tough to pick those sort of things. It's sort of probably compiles over over a gradual period, so I probably have to say no to that.
Hey, Ducking's been in the year again this week with Lindsay Thomas. As a defender, you haven't been more aware of certain players, I suppose, ducking tackles to draw.
Yeah, Lindsay's not bad at that. I'm always very aware of it when I'm playing on him. In the game these days, you've got to be aware of it. There's not too much that we don't get information on going into a game. So if you're playing on Joel Selwood or you're playing a small forward, you're definitely aware of it. It's not traditionally a part of the game, but if you can get away with it and get a free kick, then good on them, because that's just pushing the boundaries.
And mate, you talk about not being a fitness issue at the moment. I know you guys get a lot of data, but the data back that up, that your running numbers are as good as when you were running all over size last year.
Yeah, the data says that we're doing plenty of work. If you look at the games we win, we probably run a little bit less, to be honest. So the defensive games where you're chasing us a bit, excuse the language, is when you probably run more. So like I talked about before, it's about getting in there, getting your hands on the ball and pushing it forward and getting it in your half and locking it in.
Thanks, Tommy. Thanks, guys.